The tight ends, the production you got from them this year, how much do you see kind of just some improvements generally from Ryan and also CJ?
Yeah, no, they've, as it relates to the question, you know, in the passing game, they've worked very hard to become better route runners. They stay after practice. They catch extra footballs off the jugs. They do a lot of different things. They work hard in the meetings. I think John Perry does an excellent job. You know, John was a receiver when he was a player. He coached receivers where he's coached before. So I think he brings a lot to the passing game for them as far as leverage and things like that. And I think those guys have really taken to the coaching and done a good job.
Bill, the offensive line was dealing with injuries from the start. I mean, Dwayne Brown was missing. Derek Newton goes down. And you guys have the number five running game in the NFL right now. What's Mike Devlin been able to do from your perspective to keep this line going and really get better as the season has gone on?
Yeah, he's well, you know, he played, and so he knows the ins and outs of playing the position. He was a guard. He was a center. His dad was a coach. You know, so I think he's been around it his whole life, and he brings a great perspective to that room. He's a tough coach, but he's not a coach that's, you know, in your face all the time. He's demanding, but he's very he's real. He's a real guy, and I think they respect that. He's a good teacher. And then you got to give credit to the players. You know, you think about all the guys that have stepped up and done a nice job for us. You know, Dwayne Brown, number one, coming off of the injury he came off of last year to be able to play the way he's playing. You know, Dev and I were just talking about him before practice. I think he's playing really well. You know, Xavier has been playing through some injuries, and I thought he played – when he got in there against Indy, played well. Greg Mance, you know, what else can you say about Greg Mance? Undrafted out of Toledo. You know, Nick was supposed to be our starter. Nick gets banged up. Here comes Greg Mance. He's done a nice job. Jeff Allen's a tough guy. He's done a nice job. Derek Newton goes down with a bad injury, and Chris Clark jumps in. You know, then you have guys like Ode Abushi, Kendall Lamb that have really – you know, done their job when they've gone in there. Josh Walker's a guy we like for the future, maybe even like him on Sunday. So I think all those guys have done a nice job.
Bill, what would you like to see over Brock in the last three games from Brock?
Just, you know, consistent performance, making sure that, you know, he's managing the offense at the line of scrimmage correctly, getting us into the right play when that calls for it, when the play call calls for it. Doing a nice job with the huddle command, throwing the ball accurately, taking what the defense gives them, don't force it, take care of the ball, 100% ball security. I think that's what every coach is looking for from their quarterback in December football.
How has he done, because you give him a lot of freedom at the line, how has he done when it comes to, like, doing what you want at the line of scrimmage and changing things when he sees fit?
Yeah, he does a nice job. He's very prepared. He works very hard to understand the game plan week in and week out. And, you know, he's done a good job. It's not easy to come into a system where you really haven't done as much of that before. And I think he's improved every week, and he's done a good job with that.
What can you guys take from how you ran the ball against Jacksonville in the first game?
You know, you look at it, you definitely look at it. You know, I think that, you know, we're always, especially this year, we're always going to try to run the football. That's kind of what our identity is on offense. And, you know, I'm not saying that we can do it the same way we did it. Some of those runs that we had against Jacksonville in the first game were our bread and butter runs. Some of them were stuffed. You know, we got to do a better job on those runs. This is a very athletic front. They have linebackers that can fly, you know. Puzlesny's a tackling machine. Smith, the guy's athletic. He's fast. Miles Jack, you know, and then the defensive line, they rotate 7, 8, 9 guys on the defensive line. A guy ahead at Penn State's there now, Jordan Hill, who was a great player for us at Penn State. So it's a tough front to deal with. We're going to have to do a good job.
Do you wish you could get players on the field at 5 a.m. to do drills over and over and over until they get it right? Like Allen Robinson said you did at Penn State.
I didn't. Allen Robinson.
5 a.m. five times till you got it right.
No, Allen. Come on, Allen. Allen Robinson's a great kid. He's an excellent pro, and he did an unbelievable job for us at Penn State. But I wouldn't believe everything he says.
All Bill, no CJ out there at practice today. I know he dealt with the concussion in that game. He's been such a big part of what you guys have done in the passing offense. Where is he at? And you guys continue to lose wide receivers to putting, obviously, Jalen and now Braxton on the IR. Where do you see your passing game going, especially if you might not have CJ?
Yeah, no, CJ's a big part of what we've been doing, obviously. He's had a good year. He's a guy that does both things well. He blocks well, and obviously he's had a good year in the passing game. I put him in the day-to-day category. You know, he's played a lot of snaps for us this year. He's pretty banged up, but I know he's going to do everything he can to try to play on Sunday. I know that. You know, as far as the passing game goes, you know, I think it's a unit that, you know, steps up week in and week out. I know it hasn't been, you know, the numbers that maybe everybody looks at, but I think there's been some consistency, you know, in some of the certain routes that we run and things like that. So I think our guys understand the game plan. They understand how we want to attack Jacksonville. We had a good day today, so we'll see how it goes. Just that's the nature of the league, though. You know, this time of the year, injuries happen. The next guy has to step up.
You've been shorthanded with the quarterback depth. Now you get Tom back.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on getting Tom back out there from the elbow
thing? Yeah, Tom looked good today. Took some reps today. Obviously, he takes most of the reps on the look team. Took some reps, you know, with the offense today, and so he looked good. Looked like he was ready to go.
You talked about Monday about you think the AFC South is tougher than everybody else. You've dominated it. You swept the Colts. Talk about each of the teams and why you think they're better than people make them out to be.
Well, I think what I'm saying is, I think it's like I said, and I mean this in all respect. It's your job, your guys' job, to evaluate how you see each division, each team. What I'm trying to tell you from a coaching perspective is every week it is extremely difficult to win a game based on, number one, the players on the other side of the field. These are the top football players in the world that you're going against week in and week out. And then you add to that the great coaches that you're going against, the coaching staffs. So to me, it's a monumental task every week just to win a game. I'm not going to get into the divisions and the teams and all that. I just think it's really a challenging league. And that's, in the end, let me finish this real quick. That's what makes it fun. That's why you get up early and you can't wait to get to work, because the challenge of, wow, now we're going against Jacksonville. This is what they do. I don't care what their record is. They are extremely difficult to go against. They have a lot of good players, a very sound scheme in all three phases, and it's going to be a tough game.
Well, then what is the key for you being 13-3 in the division?
I mean, I don't know. I think that's up for you guys to decide. I think that our guys understand, you know, how important the division is. I think we've got good players that play hard, and we've had a lot of tough games in this division. None of them have been easy. Every game seems like comes down to the fourth quarter. And so, you know, I think it's a credit to our players. But again, 13-3 doesn't mean anything unless you go out there on Sunday and win.
Bill, coming into the season, there was a thought that you guys might have to run the ball more early, you know, just to establish Osweiler, because he was. But as the season has gone on, I mean, have you been able to develop your identity more and more with the run? It seems like with the defense and the run, that has kind of become your guys' bread and butter as we're in December.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the identity of your team is really something that's known more in the second half of the season than it is in the first half of the season. You've got to get to November with a record that keeps you into the hunt. You know, I heard, I think it was Coach Harbaugh the other day on TV talking about, you know, playing meaningful games in December. That's what it's all about. And so however you get to that point, it's very important in this league to be playing meaningful games in December, and that's what's important. We're playing meaningful games in December, and I think on offense we've got to try to establish the line of scrimmage, establish the run, and then everything kind of works off of that. Whatever we need to do to win the game, that's what we're going to do, but I think you know, we need to run the ball.
Bill, you mentioned that Xavier was banged up in one of your earlier statements. Is that why O'Day got the start at left guard?
It had a lot to do with it, yeah. Yeah, it had a lot to do with it. And Xavier played against Indy, and obviously he's probably going to play a lot on Sunday. So, yeah, it had a lot to do with it. And I thought O'Day deserved, earned the right to play. He had been practicing well. And when Xavier went in there, I talked to him during stretch today. I mean, he had a couple blocks that were – hellacious blocks. He did a nice job when he went in there, and so I think he'll be ready to go on Sunday.